With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Washington apple growers got the bad news Monday that Mexico is retaliating against President Trump's tariff on imported steel and aluminum with a tariff of their own.
We were advised that Mexico was going to implement a 20% tariff on U.S. apples, and that in fact did happen. So the industry is luckily 80% sold, so we have 20% remaining, so at least it's not effective over the entire crop, but we certainly have the balance of the crop yet to sell. And Mexico plays a very strategic role being a year-round market.
Washington Apple Commission President Todd Fryhofer says the feeling so far among growers is positive.
I think the general consensus amongst all of us is optimism from the standpoint that maybe we can look forward to some type of resolution before the next crop year. Obviously, that's out of our control, and there seems to be a lot of discussions going on at this time.
Fryhofer says the financial impact won't be certain for a while.
Optimistically, we look forward to a quick resolution, but realistically, I think we need to make plans to ship fruit to other destinations or find a way to increase prices into Mexico.
Fryhofer says as their largest export market, Mexico means more than $215 million to apple producers. Washington is the nation's third largest exporter of agricultural products, making our state an easy target as trading partners look to retaliate.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.